Let's get in the groove of Hey Hef. I'm your host, Heather Saluda. Welcome to Hey Hef Podcast. And in today's episode of the Road to Graduation Aftermath, with my special guest, he's groovy, a maximalist, has that 70s cool suburban vibe, Wade Orbelin. Now, this episode was pre-recorded. This was taken back last year, just a few days before I graduated from college, Central State, and I really hope you guys taking a deeper look of how this radio station and how this time really changed my perspective. And I hope this inspires anyone that's in this field, whether they're a communication major, humanities, or completely opposite. Whatever that inspires you, please enjoy. And at the end, stay tuned for it.
Recording.
So, as I'm leading towards 10 more days until I graduate, I wanted to talk to you, Wade, about how far I've come and just how you impact my life, especially my college life, literally last year. So, you know, going into my junior year last year, and I wanted to do an internship here at U Radio or just at our school's radio station, but you know, I missed the deadline. So when I talked to Dr. Gormley about some of the other opportunities that Central State or the communication building may have, he suggested me to talk to you about U Radio. So when we first talked, you told me about the music cycle. I think CSU's or WCSU's music cycle.
The spin cycle.
Yeah, the spin cycle. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I remember you had a couple meetings of all the students who are communication majors or not, and who are part of the internship program. And even though I didn't get the chance to, you kind of brought me out in a way where I wasn't really into my art that much. So my question is that, you know, as your time of being at Central State, how has that been looking like for you?
How's my time here been?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's been nothing but good, honestly. I work with great people, a great staff, Stefan Lane, Charles Fox, and all the students that come to me and are interested in being in the studio. You know, they're a pleasure to be around, pleasure to be with. And while I've been here, the university went through some trials. COVID was a giant trial. And then we've been able to grow out of that. For instance, probably once or twice a week, I go over to the Dayton campus, and that's a growing studio as well. U Radio, on our own radio, got started last year, and now it's a fully functioning radio station. And I have people working on projects throughout the week here in the studio. So it's been really good to integrate students into what we do at WCSU, the station.
My next question is, why did you choose me to help design for U Radio? Because you could have picked so many other artists in U Radio.
I would say it's probably because you were consistent. You kept showing up, and even if the ideas weren't there at first, I knew that they would come. And that they would eventually be there. So I just figure if you're going to use the space, I'd like to ask for something in return. Mm. And so for some students, it's a video. For others, it's music recommendations. For others, it's something that they can write for me. Maybe go out and do a news story. But with you, I always thought the visual artist element was what I wanted. And I'm not really sure why that was exactly.
think I remember. Had to been like around a time when my year was last year was almost over. So during spring semester, and I asked you, like, what are some career avenues, goals into media besides, you know, radio, besides TV? You mentioned art, and you told me about this art museum here in Yellow Springs. I can't remember what museum it was. And then that's when I showed you some of my art, because I was already doing something else within art, but I didn't know how I wanted to push my artistry. So I showed you some of my designs that I did over the years, and you were like, why don't you like help out design for Ooh Radio? And I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, though at the time I wasn't really interested in graphic design, it helped me out to like open my eyes up into that other part of art, because I'm so used to painting, I'm so used to, you know, coloring, like as for like printmaking or chalk in a way, I'm not used to like digital wise. And there's nothing wrong with that, because most of the time nowadays you kind of do need that digital aspect of like some type of business in a way to kind of get that person to push their brand out. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least I have something to bring to the table at Ooh Radio.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. Like I was at the station, it was called KSER. This is in Everett, Washington. And their mission statement, basically this like PDF file you can find on their website, you know, and it's something that I use in my own teaching, said, community radio is like a potluck, and everybody brings something to the potluck, right? Some people bring snacks, some people bring drinks, some people have the entrees, some people are just bringing, you know, paper plates and paper towels, you know, or some games, you know, something like that. But basically, if you consider this Ooh Radio station to be like a sunny day, everybody's got to make something to do with that sunny day, to work with that sunny day. Don't you think?
Yes, I really do. And I actually like Ooh Radio's vibe here, because it's very old school, something I feel like I can relate to. But also, it's very, it has like a groovy, jazzy vibe to it. So when I was starting out, one of the first designs, I was actually trying to get into that space and I couldn't think of it. So I'm glad that I collabed with you on like bringing out more ideas to life. Last question is, how would you, or what advice could you give me now that I am gearing up for after graduation?
Well, if we're concerned about visual arts right now, or are we concerned about just the future in general?
Both. So going into artistry, but also in the future.
I recommend looking up a few artists and a few philosophers. Which one should I start with? One of my favorite artists is Alan Kaprow. And we've talked about him before. He created the idea of happenings. Basically, the ordinary doesn't have to be ordinary. It could be changed into something that we don't see every day, simply by combining painting plus doing some other activity, drawing plus some other activity. So be sure to play as often as you can, and just, it doesn't have to be perfect. Perfection is not what we're going for. Mm-hmm. Action is what we're going for. So just act on whatever sort of artistic impulse that you have at that moment, and just go for it. It doesn't need to ever be complete. And I guess that goes in with some of the philosophers too. I won't give you any real philosophers' names, but I would just say, just read up more on probably the classic Greek philosophers and some of the American philosophers as well. Europeans. I think there's a lot of good things to take from that, and that you can apply to your everyday life, and that would assist you in deciding where to go next.
Thank you, Wade. I really appreciate it working with you. I appreciate it you making my artistry come to life again, because honestly, I wasn't say that I wasn't really into it anymore. It was just like I kind of lost. I had artist block. So I appreciate you bringing that back to me, bringing that back to life in a way. And I appreciate you allowing me to be a part of Woo Radio. So,
well, like I said, with you as well as many other students, it's been a pleasure. And yeah, just when it comes to the future, consult thyself. You know, ask yourself, would you enjoy this? Would you like doing this? Just let that be your general guide. Consult thyself.
Thank you. You guys really enjoyed this nice and groovy conversation with Wade and I. I hope that this brings new opportunities, new horizons to anyone who's listening out here today. And remember when I told you guys about the surprise or special place I wanted to share with you guys? Well, here's a snippet of my new song called Warming Up, Smooth Version. All right now, you guys have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, hey.